Ishmael Puya, and I'm here with your daily sports update. Predators hope to end skate against the Canucks. This is the third of three meetings of the Vancouver Canucks and the Nashville Predators. The Vancouver Canucks have won both showdowns, 1-0 on February 22nd at the Bridgestone Arena and 7-4 at Rogers Arena on March 14th. The big story is that after losing to the Colorado Avalanche on Saturday, 4-3, the first time in which Canucks lost in regulation to the Avalanche in more than 3.5 years, Canucks are focused on getting back on track. They blew three third-period leads of 2-1, 3-2 in that game. Nashville has won one of its past 10 games and lost 6 straight in regulation. At practice on Sunday, Vancouver coach Alain Vigneault experimented with using Ryan Kessler on the right wing with Alexander Burrows on the left and Derek Roy at the center. Just something that this morning on the coaches talked about the 5-on-5 on Saturday night. Especially out there, we wanted to play very efficient, both offensively and defensively. Roy went -2 in the loss on Saturday, and Burrows went -1. They were on the ice on the third period for both the tying and the game-winning goals by Colorado. Kessler was also -2 and was with the other two on the ice for the game winner. But he is a former winner of the Selke Trophy as the league's top defensive forward. He has played 3 games since, returning from broken foot on April 8th. Vigneault also said he likes what Kessler can do on the wing by getting in faster on the forecheck. Goaltender Roberto Luongo, who started one of the last 11 games between March 19th and April 8th, will start for the second time in 3 games. Chris Mason for the Predators would get the start in goal, although Nashville coach Barry Trotz said he was undecided after the game on Sunday. Trotz said prior to the stretch of the 3 games in 4 days, all at home, that he thought that Mason would start 2 of the 3. In his 4th start of the season, Mason gave up 5 goals on 18 shots on Friday in a 5-2 loss to the Dallas Stars. Pecorine started in goal on a Sunday in a 3-0 loss against the Detroit Red Wings at Bridgestone Arena. Nashville's offensive woes continue. They have scored 6 goals in their past 6 games and have been shut out 3 times in that span. The Predators have been blanked in a league-high 9 games. We have had a lot of scoring chances over the past few games, but we still have not found a way to score, Predators captain Shea Weber said. We must have to find a way. We must have to find a way to help Pekka and out as Mason as well. Now to take a look at who's hot. For Vancouver, defenseman Dan Hamhuis has a five-game point streak, 2 goals and 3 assists. Defenseman Jason Garrison also has 5 points in his last 5 games, 1 goal, 4 assists. Burrows has 5 goals and 2 assists in his past 10 games. Kessler has 4 points in his past 3 games, 1 goal, 3 assists. Daniel Sladin has 5 assists and 1 goal in his past 5 games. Henrik Sedin has 2 goals and 6 assists in his past 5 games. For Nashville, center David Legwand has 3 goals and 3 assists in the past 7 games. Rene allowed 12 goals in his past 6 starts. The injury report for Vancouver, the left wing David Booth has missed 14 games with an ankle injury. Fellow left wing Chris Higgins has missed the last 2 with a lower body injury, and defenseman Christopher Tanev has missed the last three with a lower body injury. For Nashville, Gabriel Laborc and Colin Wilson and Paul Gostad are out. Center Mika Fisher and with upper body, right wing Patrick Hornquist, upper body, and wing Brandon Yip, which he's out with a lower body. And that's your daily sports update. Thank you for listening.